Well, hello there. It's 1930 UTC, and you're listening to Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. I've got a very special meeting. I've got a special agenda for tonight. I'm looking at my local time clock, and it is just shortly before 1 a.m. And here's what's going to happen. I am going to sit here and watch Man from U.N.C.L.E. when it comes on in about another couple minutes. And then, we're going to go on another night mission. Night mission! Yes, we have night missions to do tonight. So, obviously, we have to do them when it's much later. And by the time the Man from U.N.C.L.E. is over, it will be 2 a.m. So we'll head out just at about 2 a.m. my time, which won't be an hour from now for you. In fact, after we hear the Man from U.N.C.L.E. music, it'll probably only be about 3 seconds. So, where's our music? Come on, give it to me. Wasn't that hip? Yes, yes it was. All right, I'm watching the show. Give me 3 seconds. 2, 1, 0, as in 0 hour. This night mission is a go. I'm putting on my shoes, my black shoes. I got on my white socks, my dark blue shorts, and my light blue shirt. I got some stuff with me. We're opening up the garage door. I'm reaching into my car to grab the garage door opener. Closing the car door. Walking out of the house. Oh my goodness, it's nice and cool outside. Wow, it's got to be like 68 degrees. It's kind of humid, but who cares? I'm walking uphill. And I'm looking across the street, and guess who's standing on the sidewalk right over there? Two bunny rabbits under the light. Hi, bunny rabbits. Oh, we like the buns. And it's good that we're seeing them early. In case you don't know what we're doing, we're out looking for dudes. Among other stuff, but let's just say mainly looking for dudes. And one of the rules for tonight's night mission is that we can't go home until we see at least 3 rabbits. And we've already got 2 in the bag, so to speak. Pardon me. Why am I coughing? I took my antihistamine about a half an hour ago while I was watching The Man from U.N.C.L.E. And it was great and cheesy. And, you know, the episode's an hour long, and we're coming up in about 55 minutes, and I'm thinking, man, I feel cheated, because I watched this whole episode, and there hasn't been any kind of gas bomb, or smoke bomb, or sleeping gas. And then right when I was finishing that thought, then Napoleon Solo reaches up and grabs the previously planted smoke bomb out of the boar's head that's mounted on the wall. And even though this action takes him about 10 seconds and the girl's standing 4 meters away from him with 2 guns on him, somehow she doesn't notice this. And he throws it down at her feet. Poof! Oh, she's distracted. She can't get any shots off somehow. And once again, our heroes saved the day. But that's neither here nor there. Still walking uphill. This is about a 250-meter trek. We got to go by the church and check the church lawn. And they've got a really bright light in their lawn. And rabbits like to congregate around here. So we're looking around looking for rabbits. Looking for bunnies. Because buns are good. Well, that's really nice and cool out. I'm wondering if I should open up my house. Open up all the windows and all the doors. It's always entertaining for my cat, but then if I forget to close the doors before I go to sleep, then I wake up to somebody mowing their lawn at like, 9 o'clock in the morning, 3 or 4 hours after I've gone to sleep. Alright, well, I'm at the church, and I'm looking at the light, and I don't see any buns. So I'm looking on the other side of the street instead. Oh, it's about 2:05 a.m. It's really quiet. There's lots of bugs. Oh, and I think I hear a motorcycle running on the interstate. Just slowing down. Maybe not. Yeah, we're going the wrong way to catch the motorcycle races. Hey, who's that across the street? I see you, Mr. Bun. There's another bun. Yay. The bun count is now 3. We are now qualified to go home. But we haven't. Did I mention we turned? Yeah, we are now moving around the corner, going down the other side of the church here. I'm walking under another street light, so I'm looking for buns. I don't see any. And now we're walking back downhill. And we will be, we'll be at the ravine. The ravine I'm always talking about, we went into the other day. What was that sound? Yeah, we're also looking for other dudes. But yeah, then we're going to go down by the ravine. We're not going to go in it because it's pitch black. We'll kill ourselves falling over stuff and falling off cliffs, so we're not doing that. But we're going to go by the golf course. And I want to check some stuff at the golf course. I don't want anybody to think, oh, Tobe, he must be some kind of rich, cool guy or something because he lives on a golf course. No, it's not one of those things. This is just a city golf course. It's a small one. I think it's only 9 holes. And it's kind of cheesy. But anyway, yeah, it's a city golf course. It's only open for, 6 months out of the year. There's a little shack there where you pay your money and do whatever. And there you got a phone line. But they don't even use it for half the year. Huh. Well, anyway, checking out these yards. Just walking around in my neighborhood. Looking for bun buns. Because we like bunnies. It's the middle of the night. You can probably still hear lots of bugs in the trees. I'm walking downhill. Ooh. It's kind of steep. Trying not to fall all over myself. On the quest for buns. And even though I keep talking about buns, we're not just looking for buns and buns alone. We're looking for all kinds of dudes. Including, but not limited to, raccoons. And possums. And I suppose the possibilities of seeing a fox in this ravine is pretty rare, but I suppose it could happen. And sometimes I run into cats. I find cats stalking the night with me. Dun dun dun. walking under another street light, looking for buns, and I don't see any buns. You'd think there'd be some more out here. Ow, that was my wrist that just went crack. Okay, we're almost down to the corner. What's this street called again? Oh yeah, Gersbrook Drive. And we're gonna take a right turn here in 3, 2, 1, right turn. And now we're on the street that parallels the ravine and leads to the golf course. And there's a lot of green over there. And so I'm looking over there looking for buns. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of light over there, so there could be buns hiding in the darkness and we wouldn't be able to see them. I actually thought about bringing a flashlight. Not because I actually expect to be able to see something with a flashlight, but the trick with the flashlight is you shine the flashlight and the eyes of the animals reflect back at you, and you can say, there am's a dude. But I did not bring my flashlight. I tested it. My batteries seemed weak. I was like, it's not worth it. It would be too heavy to put in my pocket, and it would make my pants fall down. So, coming to a little cross street here, looking up the street, because there's a street light right there. Is there something right up? No, it's just looking for buns, but we don't see any buns. I'm also looking in the storm drains because I've seen raccoons multiple times climbing in or out of these storm drains. It's pretty funny. That's how they get around the neighborhood. They're down in the ravine and they can get into the storm drains that drain into the creek in the ravine. They crawl up and come up into the streets and just poke their heads up, peekaboo. And that's right up here, the common area for seeing that. So we'll be keeping an extra sharp eye out for snoods. In the meantime, I continue to scan for buns. Buns. I want to see some bonus buns. Because now we get bonus points for every bun we see. Now that we've qualified with the 3 buns that we've already seen that allow us to go home. And we're coming to another cross street. I'm looking up the street because there's a street light. And give me some more buns. What's the bonus buns? Where's my rabbit buddies? Well, they're not out here, I guess. So I'm looking back over towards the ravine. Looking in a storm drain. This is when you need a flashlight, shine it in the storm drain, and you'll be surprised how many times you see eyes reflecting back at you. It's just too funny. If you drive around late at night, you can, in this neighborhood right here, around these blocks, you can see the same sort of thing. Alright, looking into some more lawns. Still not seeing any more buns, but I want to see some bonus buns. And we're also coming up to the golf course. It's a little golf course. It's really cute. You could probably play it with a 9-iron and a putter. Not that I know anything about golf. And let's see. There's another cross street here. We definitely want to look into these storm drains. In fact, I'm even going to deviate my course just a few steps so we can look down in there. Any dudes in there? Didn't look like it or sound like it. Okay, I'm going to keep going on. And we're going to take about another 40 or 50 steps up here towards the golf course. And keep on looking for buns. I can almost, I can kind of see into the golf course. Of course, it's not lit up, but I can see a lot of grass and fairway and stuff, but I do not see any buns or any Snidlers, are any possums? Where's my possum buddies at? Yeah, but I'm still looking over here too. In the yards. There's still some houses on. Oh! I saw something moving. What the hell was that? I couldn't get a good look. I do not have a confirmation. I think it was a bun. But he got away from me. I do not see it. Oh, an unconfirmed sighting. Damn. Must have been a small one. Because, boy, he was low to the ground. Moving fast and spooky. Alright, well, we've got one unconfirmed sighting that does not count as a bonus bun. Alright, now here's the part where we just kind of stop for a second. Maybe take a rest because nobody's looking. There's such an interesting pole right here, made out of wood. Huh. And so now that we know that, just keep on moving here. Yeah, who knows how long that took. Nobody saw anything. It's the middle of the night. And I'm back to looking for buns. Moving up one of the side streets. Sort of taking a not quite roundabout way, but not the most direct way either, back to my house. Just to make sure there's no witnesses. To make sure I'm not being followed by other agents on foot. Across this little side street here. I'm standing directly under a streetlight, but there's no buns to be seen. Where's my bun buddies? Are we gonna get a bonus bun? What are we gonna get? Oh, gotta get some bonus points now. I'm just so excited about seeing so many buns. Yeah, that's my story. And I am sticking to it. Alright, in front of my friend Jim's house. The streetlight is out, so now it's all dark. I'm looking for buns. I can see in the Jim's side yard, it's fairly well lit up. But no buns. I'm looking across the street. Come on, give me some more buns. I'm under the burnt out streetlight. Thanks, streetlight. Need some buns, and I can't find them because of dumb streetlights. Okay, so we are back to my street, and we take a hard right. Dun, 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 dun. I guess I could slow my pace down a little bit. Boy, we didn't really go very far, did we? Well, we kind of did. It's just, you know, I can't tell with the time compression through the magic of radio. You can do anything with the magic of editing. Oh, I thought this was live. Well, it is. It's 2 a.m. local time. Well, it's about, oh, I don't know, 2:15 or so. But you're saying, huh? How can this be live? Well, is it live? Am I live right now? I feel like I'm alive and standing in my driveway. Wow, that's weird, because there's my garage, there's my mailbox. It's amazing. The current time is 1949 UTC, and I'm looking around seeing if we get any bonus buns. I'm looking in my neighbor's yard. What is that? Is that bunny ears? Pretty sure I'm seeing some bunny ears. Or is that just leaves that fell out of the tree? Is that a little stick with leaves on it that look like bunny ears? It's a stick. So back up my driveway I go. Wow, this was a good night mission. We succeeded in spotting three buns, had another unconfirmed spotting, and I got some information that I require. Let's open the garage door. The blue light comes on. The strobe begins to flash. The door raises up in its tracks. Our hero walks under the door, returns the garage opener to his automobile, known by his loyal listeners as, that's right, the last of the VHF interceptors. He closes the car door, he closes the garage door, he opens the door to his house, and who's this waiting for him sitting here on the rug? It's Baby Dinkins! Hello, Baby McGoops.
What's you doing? You want to talk or no? Don't you want to say hi? Yeah, you're going to sniff the microphone but not say anything. Okay, that's a good baby.
And here we are back in the comfort of our home and studio. And look, here's a conveniently placed cup of iced tea. Oh, yes, this hits the spot after that short but brisk walk. And now it's time for our night mission debriefing. And overall, I would say that the mission tonight was a complete 100% success, because we set out and we met our main objective, which was to see at least three rabbits. And then we had that one unconfirmed sighting that was most likely a rabbit, probably a baby bun, little tiny guy. But yeah, we can't count them, so no bonus buns. And we did acquire a lot of interesting information that we needed to have. And, you know, come to think of it, now we need to actually check on something here. We're going to do a little telephone magic. Going to route some stuff through some anonymous stuff so stuff doesn't get stuff for stuff. So, yeah, and I know that there's you secret decoders out there. You're not going to get any information out of me. And we're really looking for this to ring out. We just want this to sit here and ring and ring and ring. And I think this means we have success. So we push a couple extra buttons here, we go like this, we go like that.
We are sorry, this line is only accessible between the hours of 6 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Thank you, anonymous lady on the other end of the phone. You're so kind. All right, well, where are we? Where are we with this tea? Oh yeah, gotta be drinking it. Yes. What was I talking about? Oh yes, the success of our night mission. I'm gonna have to get some batteries or see what batteries that flashlight takes. And this is my special flashlight. It's a, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a tactical flashlight. And it was given to me by my friend Juarez. Yes, the mysterious Juarez, who you may or may not have heard me mention before. And you know, one day I ran into him and he's like, oh, hey, here, you want a flashlight? And I'm like, sure. And he just hands me this box. It's kind of this generic white box. I open it up and there's this pretty nice tactical flashlight in there. I'm like, sweet, thanks, dude. So we got to figure out what batteries that takes, put in some new batteries, and we'll take that out with us on our next night mission. Night mission! And see if we can spot, you know, more dudes that way, because like I said before, the real trick is you just sort of want to scan areas and keep the light moving and then look for reflections of eyes. And where the eyes have it, there you gots the dudes. I'm starting to get a little hungry after that little bit of exercise, and so I think I'm going to have a snack. What am I going to eat? I guess I could eat some cantaloupe. Yummy yum. I do love cantaloupe. And of course, I can always drink some more tea. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. And what am I going to do for the rest of the night? I still got a couple of hours before I need to go to sleep. And so I'm probably going to sit right here in front of my computer. Yeehaw! We can get rid of that. Oops, we probably should start whoop this. Ba-ba-ba. There we go. Click, clack, clunk. And I got to keep working on my computer program. I'm hacksoring. I'm coding. Yeah, I'm coding up a storm in BASIC. I'm trying to write a program to meet the challenge issued by SMJ on BBoard. If you check it out, you'll notice that there's a category or a board called BASIC. And yes, so I'm coding up in BASIC, but the BASIC I know and the BASIC I remember from my childhood doesn't quite sync up with some of these compilers or interpreters or whatever you call them. I guess it's an interpreter. And so I've got to go through and sort of debug and slowly go through this program that I wrote. It's about, I don't know, 50 lines long. It's not, you know, all that long, really. But I have to change all the syntax from old Tobe BASIC to new and fresh. Aren't we the coolest BASIC of them all? Sitting here on SDF, because SDF rules. Yes, it does. And SMJ even posted his sample program. And it said SDF rules. A universal truth, to be sure. So, let's close that. Why did that even open? I must have clicked on the wrong thing. I guess it is getting a little bit late. What I have to do is make sure I don't get hooked into playing my game. Yeah, you know how that happens. You start playing games on your computer, and the next thing you know, it's, you know, dawn. And the birds are chirping outside the window. But I don't get sucked into playing all the common games. I get, you know, hypnotized playing really, really stupid stuff. And I gotta not do that. If I'm gonna sit here for 2 hours, I gotta be hacking. I gotta be writing the code. Because code is what the cool guys do, and I'm so cool. I fail. My program doesn't work. Yeah, there's the first line. Boom, I tried to run or compile the code. Boom, error, first line. Okay, so I fixed that. Boom, another error. Oh, at least it's not until halfway down. 13th or 14th line. I'm like, oh, man. And I'm stuck here. It's driving me crazy. Maybe the line's just too long, but I tried to make it into two lines, but it didn't like that either. And, computers. They're so wacky. My name's Tobe. You've been listening to another exciting episode of Dubious Night Missions Committee, starring me. I'm your chairman and chief mission leader guy. My time is pretty much up here, but you can hear me each day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio, so tune in tomorrow. As for me, I'm gone. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.